Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inert Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On Wednesday, Joe Altman will be with us here at KGov. You may recognize his name from the Dominion voting scandal and Sidney Kraken Powell, her election lawsuits in Georgia, where Joe Altman's expose of Antifa unexpectedly uncovered this connection between the lawless anarchy group of Antifa and a vice president of Dominion Voting Systems, Eric Coomer. Really shocking. So, Lord willing, this very successful Denver businessman and conservative Christian, Joe Altman, will be with us in just 2 days. Can't wait. Also, our own lawsuit continues to work its way through the federal courts against the COVID restrictions, the unjust, overreaching COVID restrictions issued by Colorado's governor's office. After our initial win with a preliminary injunction against masks and attendance limits at our Denver Bible Church and a local sister church, then a stay was put on us by the 10th Circuit, and so we tried to leapfrog. We actually appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to get our case joined to others, headed now to the Supreme Court, but a SCOTUS clerk graciously advised us to keep working where we're at right now with federal judge Daniel Domenico, and that'll be the best path back to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that wasn't unexpected, and we took that advice. We tried to leapfrog, but so our case is still being fought at the district court level. But the big news this week so far is the election lawsuits. However, today's show, we'll talk more about the COVID. And specifically, I'll share with you the retracted report from the Johns Hopkins economist on the disappearing COVID deaths. Where are all the COVID deaths? It's really quite the report. And this Johns Hopkins University economist stands by her report, and none of her numbers have been challenged. They come right from the CDC. Yet the university newsletter that published her report, it's a report of her presentation she gave recently, that newsletter has retracted it for no good reason, actually only because of political pressure. And they did give another reason, but it was as bizarre as could be, so I'll share that with you. So before resurrecting the retracted report, let me share just one other bit of election news. As you may have heard, in Georgia, I mentioned already Sidney Kraken Powell, because in her lawsuit there in Georgia, one of her lawsuits, she references Joe Altman and his expose, what he found, the connection between Dominion, their senior vice president of strategy and security, with Antifa. So the same Sidney Powell, in one of her two lawsuits in Georgia, it includes a request that the federal judge there on her suit stop Dominion voting from wiping their machines of the 2020 election results. And it's absurd even to imagine. Apparently, the Dominion tech representative for Atlanta, for Fulton County down there, that guy who comes out to fix the voting machines, apparently he worked for Kamala Harris' campaign as one of her campaign photographers. I mean, how could that possibly be? You just can't make this stuff up. That's so 2020 of that guy. Anyway, thanks to one of Powell's lawsuits, federal judge Timothy Batten has issued an order blocking the plans to wipe, that is to reset, the Dominion voting machines used in three Georgia counties, including there in Atlanta, Fulton County. So now to the disappeared report. I'm going to share much of this with you. And before we dive in, it's titled A Closer Look at U.S. Deaths Due to COVID-19. And it's written by an economist, a faculty economist there, who's the assistant director of their master's economics program. So this is a rather highly qualified scholar to look at this. When they retracted this report, one of the reasons given was that she was not a medical doctor or an epidemiologist. No, most economists are not. Most economists are not epidemiologists. And while epidemiologists have to be good with numbers, economists have to be better with numbers. And this report is all about numbers, and I'm going to skip ahead to give you one of the highlights, and then we'll back up to the beginning of this Genevieve Brien's report. She's the economist. She looks at the top causes of death in America week by week, and we've reported on this. And for example, accidents and suicides, she removed those to focus specifically on diseases. Now, of course, suicide is very related to mental health, but she removed accidents and suicides to look at the top 10 causes of death in America by, for example, heart disease, which is always number one, and cancers, which is number two, and chronic respiratory and cerebrovascular, that's stroke, and Alzheimer's and diabetes and flu and pneumonia, nephritis. So she looks at these for 3 weeks in April, the deaths from these 10 disease categories, week by week in April, when we were at the pinnacle of the first surge in all the coronavirus deaths and tens of thousands of people dying in nursing homes and all that nightmare that we lived through in April of 2020. And she notices that for this 3 week period, and she has the numbers week by week, the numbers of deaths from all these reasons plummeted. They all plummeted. But the number of deaths from COVID offset all those plummeting numbers, so that there was no actual increase in deaths, but we had thousands. In fact, for those 3 weeks, I'm just adding up the numbers real quickly. 35. We have about 5,000 deaths in those 3 weeks from COVID, offsetting deaths that we didn't have from these other diseases. And that's really peculiar. I mean, why is that? And she makes the case that for this year through September, and if you recall, it was in September that America hit the 200,000 COVID deaths mark, like the third week in September. And her analysis goes through, I think it's September 5th. And she said she can't find any excess mortality. And excess mortality means deaths above and beyond what was expected. One way of looking at excess mortality is deaths that go above and beyond what was expected. That's one way of looking at it. So look at the deaths from the previous year and look at the deaths from this year. Where are the COVID deaths? So here's her presentation as reported in this Johns Hopkins University newsletter. After retrieving data on the CDC website, Briand, that's Genevieve Briand, compiled a graph representing percentages of total deaths per age category from early February to early September. Now, this first argument she makes has to do with percentages of deaths. And then later, as I just shared, she got into actual numbers of deaths. According to the data, The U.S. currently ranks first in total COVID-19 cases, new cases per day, and deaths. Genevieve Briand, Assistant Program Director of the Applied Economics Master's Degree Program at Hopkins, critically analyzed the effect of COVID-19 on U.S. deaths using data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. We spell that differently than most people. In her webinar titled COVID-19 Deaths, A Look at U.S. Data. From mid-March to mid-September, U.S. total deaths have reached 1.7 million, of which 200,000, or 12% of total deaths, are COVID-19 related. Instead of looking directly at COVID-19 deaths, Brian focused on total deaths per age group and per cause of death in the U.S. and used this information to shed light on the effects of COVID-19. She explained that the significance of COVID-19 on U.S. deaths can be fully understood only through comparison to the number of total deaths in the United States. That's reasonable. Now, at the very top of this report, there is a graph that this economist, Genevieve Briand, created out of the CDC data. And what this graph shows is the percentage of total deaths in America by the elderly, by people 85 and over. And typically, it's about 30% of deaths are from people 85 and older because older people die more frequently than people in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. And then another 25% of the deaths are people age 75 to 84. And as you go on, about 10% of the deaths, people age 65 to 74 and so on, as it goes down to people 14 and under, 1%. And what's interesting about this chart is, as experts would have expected, since the vast majority of people dying from COVID-19 are the elderly, experts expected that the elderly would see a significant increase in the percentage of total deaths per age category. And I'm showing the chart. It's a color chart. And again, we'll post this on our website, kgov.com. And what you see is basically the percentages hold steady throughout the year, just like they did in previous years. They don't show the COVID spike in elderly deaths. That's really peculiar. So I'll continue with this report that has been resurrected thanks to archive.org, right? The internet is forever. And so they retracted it. They removed it from their website, but lo and behold, it's still there at archive.org. After retrieving data on the CDC website, Briand compiled a graph representing percentages of total deaths per age category from early February to early September, which includes the period from before to after infection rates soared. Surprisingly, the deaths of older people stayed the same before and after the COVID-19 surge. Since COVID-19 mainly affects the elderly, experts expected an increase in the percentage of deaths in older age groups. I mean, that only makes sense. However, this increase is not seen from the CDC data. In fact, the percentages of deaths among all age groups remain relatively the same. And now the newsletter report quotes this economist Briand. The reason we have a higher number of reported COVID-19 deaths among older individuals than younger individuals is simply because every day in the U.S., older individuals die in higher numbers than younger individuals. Now, this is wildly controversial. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, it truly doesn't make a lot of sense. It's calling into question when hospitals or coroners, medical examiners, when they attribute a death to the coronavirus, and really it is the underlying causes that would have killed the person anyway within days or weeks. That's what this is implying. And so they're dying with the coronavirus, not because of the coronavirus, if this kind of data, if it is correct. Briand also noted that 50,000 to 70,000 deaths, that's total deaths, are seen before and after the COVID-19 surge, indicating that this number of deaths was normal long before COVID-19 emerged. Therefore, according to Briand, not only has COVID-19 had no effect on the percentage of deaths of older people, but it has also not increased the total number of deaths. Now, that's pretty wild. And you have to ask yourself, in your own sphere, if you know, like we do, we know hundreds of people. In your own sphere, have people been dying every other week or month in your sphere from the coronavirus? And we do know two people who have died, one of our grandmas in New Jersey in a nursing home, very elderly, and we reported that back when it happened. And the pastor of a Hispanic church that meets at Denver Bible Church, an elderly pastor, he passed away. So those are two people. So the question is, if the coronavirus had not hit, would those two people have died anyway? And according to this economist at Johns Hopkins University, to her analysis, she's saying, yes, they would have died anyway. This data analysis suggests that in contrast to most people's assumptions, the number of deaths by COVID-19 is not alarming. Could you imagine them publishing this in this newsletter? And again, it's not a journal. It's not a scientific journal. It's a newsletter published at Johns Hopkins University. It's a university. So it's a university newsletter, but they're publishing not the work of students. They're publishing the work of a faculty economist who's the assistant director of their economics master's degree program at the university. So she's no slouch. And these are pretty simple numbers she's working with. This is not a Fourier transform in relativity. I mean, this is just pretty standard analysis of numbers. And the report goes on, in fact, it has relatively no effect on deaths in the United States. This comes as a shock to many people. Yeah, I guess so. How is it that the data lie so far from our perception? Well, not from everybody's perception, but from most. To answer that question, Brian shifted her focus to the deaths per causes ranging from 2014 to 2020. There was a sudden increase in deaths in 2020 due to COVID-19. Well, of course, there was no such disease before 2020. And this is no surprise because COVID-19 emerged in the U.S. in early 2020. Analysis of deaths per cause back in 2018, for example, revealed that the pattern of seasonal increase in the total number of deaths is a result of the rise in deaths by all causes, with the top three being heart disease, respiratory diseases, influenza, pneumonia combined, flu and pneumonia combined. So you get their point. While the seasonal death rate modulates, it goes up and down. It goes up and down because of an increase in deaths from all these sources. This is true every year, Brian pointed out. Every year in the U.S., when we observe the seasonal ups and downs, we have an increase of deaths due to all causes. When Brian looked at the 2020 data during that seasonal period, COVID-19-related deaths exceeded deaths from heart diseases. This was highly unusual, since heart disease has always prevailed as the leading cause of deaths. However, when taking a closer look at the death numbers, she noted something strange. As Brian compared the number of deaths per cause during that period in 2020 to 2018, she noticed that instead of the expected drastic increase across all causes of death, there was a significant decrease in deaths due to heart disease. Now, that is something, right? Obviously, people dying of heart disease were being told they died of the coronavirus. And it's not that every nurse on every hospital floor, every doctor, every medical examiner, it's not that they're all lying, that they signed up for some conspiracy. They're caught up in the hysteria like everybody else. Well, the guy tests positive, like Elon Musk. They wanted to test him. He said, all right, I want four tests. Take four tests. And he got two tests positive and two tests negative. So you know the nuts who drive around with a mask in their own car when they're all alone? Turns out Joe Biden was right. You need to wear two masks so your right nostril doesn't infect your left nostril. Only he's wearing them wrong. He's got to put one on the right side of his face, the other on the left side. Even more surprising is that this sudden decline in deaths is observed for all other causes. So not only heart disease fell unexpectedly, made up by COVID-19 deaths, but all the top 10 causes of death from disease, they all fell. This trend is completely contrary to the pattern observed in all previous years. And that's where economists come in. They're real good at that kind of thing. Interestingly, like, for example, why did we have such a TP shortage when the pandemic hit and the lockdown and all? Well, people thought they're going to run out of food, so they went out and bought extra toilet paper. I mean, what was going on? Well, because of the lockdown, people were not in office buildings, and they were not in schools, and they were not in restaurants. And it turns out that they're two completely different supply chains. So where you get commercial paper products and where you get your home paper products, not only are the products different, the rolls, the dispensers, the packaging they come in, they're completely different distribution channels. And so we ran out of the home stuff because nobody was using the commercial and industrial and educational institution stuff. So that's the kind of insight that economists will bring so people could better understand what's going on. Interestingly, the total decrease in deaths by other causes almost exactly equals the increase in deaths by COVID-19. And there are charts and graphs to help people understand this. And we will include these on our website, kgov.com. It'll be on the homepage today. And then if you're looking in the future, it'll be at kgov.com/COVID. So you'll be able to find that. This suggests, according to Briand, that the COVID-19 death toll is misleading. Briand believes that deaths due to heart diseases, respiratory diseases, influenza, and pneumonia may instead be recategorized as being due to COVID-19. And then comes the chart I described earlier, where the expected deaths from heart disease are way down, and the deaths from COVID are making up for not only heart disease, cancers, and stroke, and Alzheimer's, diabetes, flu, and pneumonia, nephritis, and so on. The CDC classified all deaths that are related to COVID-19 simply as COVID-19 deaths, even patients dying from other underlying diseases but are infected with COVID-19 count as COVID-19 deaths. And we pointed that out back early in the pandemic. We had listeners who were ahead of the curve, far ahead of where I was, in saying wearing masks is a joke, the numbers are not valid. And my point was, well, let's give Trump the benefit of the doubt. I mean, when he cut off travel between America and Europe, that's an entire continent, that was a historic move. I mean, in history, other than in a war, this has never happened before. And I've had many conservatives, Christians, say that from the beginning, they knew that this was vastly overrated. And I've asked them all a question, and so far, two have responded, but the response showed that my point stands. I've said, can you provide an email, a tweet, any contemporaneous record when Trump cut off America from Europe, where you said publicly on Facebook, wherever you want, that this was absurd, it's wrong to cut off America from Europe? And in my assessment, no conservative Christians did that, none. They all went along with it because we all had some level of fear, reasonable fear, and we didn't know. There was a lot of unknowns. But I do give credit to those who were ahead of the curve, recognizing the absurdity of 2020 and what has come of this year and the pandemic. So on a website, retractionwatch.com, they reported gleefully that this presentation was retracted, and they included the explanation of the newsletter editor. And the newsletter editor is obviously a student who has no idea what she's talking about. And they just published the explanation. So I commented at retractionwatch.com, Bob Enyart, November 29th, 7:20 a.m., the original article was written by an economist. The retraction explanation was written by a confused student editor. Surely Retraction Watch owes it to their readers to add clarity and not just spread that confusion. So here's the explanation that they publish without criticism. It's just there on their website. So here's why the newsletter took down this report from one of their university economists. After the newsletter published this article on November 22nd, it was brought to our attention that our coverage of Genevieve Brien's presentation, COVID-19 Deaths, A Look at U.S. Data, has been used to support dangerous inaccuracies that minimize the impact of the pandemic. Well, that's beside the point. The question is whether the report is accurate or not, not whether people are rolling up printouts of it and smoking them. That's a separate issue. We decided to retract this article to stop the spread of misinformation. Now, if the presentation is not inaccurate, stopping its dissemination is creating misinformation. However, it is our responsibility as journalists to provide a historical record. You could tell a student is writing this. In accordance with our standards for transparency, we are sharing with our readers how we came to this decision. Boy, I would have flunked this as a writing essay. This is terrible. Anyway, the newsletter is an editorially and financially independent student-run publication. Our articles and content are not endorsed by the university or the School of Medicine, and our decision to retract this article was made independently. Yeah, after like an avalanche of condemnation. Independently. Brien's study should not be used exclusively in understanding the impact of COVID-19. What an insult, right? So far, none of this is relevant, but should be taken in context with countless other data published by Hopkins, the World Health Organization, and the CDC. As assistant director for the Masters in Applied Economics program at Hopkins, Briand is neither a medical professional nor a disease researcher. So what? That is completely irrelevant. She's an economist. That means she's more qualified, not less. At her talk, she herself stated that more research and data are needed to understand the effects of COVID-19. No kidding. Briand was quoted in the article as saying, all of this points to no evidence that COVID-19 created any excess deaths. Total death numbers are not above normal death numbers. And this is the most bizarre part of the explanation. They say that claim is incorrect because the CDC reports almost 300,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's like you asked a 9-year-old to come up with an explanation of why you retracted the paper. No concept whatsoever. This is Bob Benyart. May God bless you.